Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 243. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 243. Today I will judge nothing that occurs. I will be honest with myself today. I will not think that I already know what must remain beyond my present grasp. I will not think I understand the whole from bits of my perception, which are all that I can see. Today, I recognize that this is so. Thus do I free myself and what I look upon to be in peace as God created us. Father, today I leave creation free to be itself. I honor all its parts, in which I am included. We are one because each part contains your memory, and the truth must shine in all of us as one. Amen. Today I judge nothing that occurs to me, and I stop on the first lines. I will be honest with myself today. I will not think I already know what must remain beyond my present grasp. What is beyond my present grasp? What am I believing that's beyond my present grasp, what I can possibly know? I spent a couple of hours in meditation this morning, and I came out of it because I had a commitment in the world. And in the meditation, I was at a place where I was looking at what I grasped, false beliefs I was holding on to. And I had come to the realization that it all is a hallucination. I saw the idea of death crumble, and so my grasp changed from when I first started to when I came out of the meditation. And reading in the text today, it says, "Judgment is but a toy, a whim, the senseless means to play the idle game of death in your imagination." And then it asks these questions. What if you recognized this world is a hallucination? What if you recognized this world is a hallucination? And this isn't a recognition from the intellectual mind, but he's talking about sitting deeply and recognizing deep within. What if you recognize the world is a hallucination? What if you really understood you made it up? The text goes on to say, what if you realized that those who seem to walk about in it, to sin and die, attack and murder, and to destroy themselves, that they are wholly unreal? And as I meditated and came to a closer understanding of the hallucination, I had a vision of being in the kitchen with my two dogs. And I saw the two dogs' bodies turn to sand, going from their feet up their body. And the sand just dropped away. And all that was left was the shoulders and the head. And it seemed normal. It seemed relaxing when that happened, like a liberation, like a familiar freedom. The text goes on to say, "Can you have faith in what you see if the world is a hallucination? And would you see it? Would you see the world?" If I still hold judgment as a toy that I want to play with, I will still see the world. It won't drop away. Judgment is a ridiculous concept if the world is a hallucination, if it is my imaginings. The text goes on to say, all we need do is to recognize that we did this, that I did this. And once I truly accept this simple fact and take back the power that I gave to them, the hallucination, then I am healed. The hallucination drops away. As long as the hallucination holds a purpose, as long as judgment holds a purpose, I will continue to see the world. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to continue to build my desire for only truth. Help me to let go of the hallucination. Help me to be willing to recognize the world is a hallucination. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we sit quietly, being aware of thoughts. Being aware that the thoughts do not define us. We just watch, observing. From above the battlefield, observe the thought that there is a body. Is there a body, or is it just a thought? Thank you for joining with me in the willingness to lay down the hallucination and the judgments around it. Namaste.